John Walker Lind, the American captured alongside Taliban fighters in Afghanistan, was in a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia today. Walker is charged with conspiring to kill American citizens and providing material support to terrorist groups. He told the judge that he understood the charges and the penalties, which could include life in prison. His next court appearance will be on February 6th. Walker's case is an emotional one in the United States. To some Americans, he's a traitor who willingly took up arms against his own country. To others, he's a spoiled and confused young man who gradually gave up control of his life. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
John Walker converted to Islam in 1997 at the age of 16. His parents allowed him to travel to Yemen twice to study Arabic. In April of last year, he emailed his parents to tell them he was leaving Yemen for the cooler climes of Pakistan. 8 months later, the image of his unshaven, mud-caked face was beamed around the world as he lay on a dirty cot in Afghanistan. Walker was captured along with other Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters, and he was pledging allegiance to the Taliban. In the immediate aftermath of his capture, John Walker's father, Frank Lind, defended his son as a sweet and intelligent boy.
I don't think John has done anything wrong, and I don't think he took any action against our country. He got involved, against his better judgment, I think, with the Taliban, but that was not at a time when the United States had any involvement.
So how did an intelligent and curious young man from an affluent Marin County family wind up fighting for Osama bin Laden? Those looking for clues often begin at the Mill Valley Islamic Center. The mosque is tucked away on a quiet, almost pastoral street amid rolling green hills. After midday prayers, dozens of Muslim men trade greetings in the parking lot. Ibrahim Nana recalls Walker as a mild-mannered boy who befriended his own son.
When he came here, he was just a 16-year-old teenager. And he came and he said he wanted to accept Islam. And then after that, I think most of the members here didn't even realize he was not an immigrant's son. So when he came and went, he was just like any other kid here.
So much so that he adopted the name Suleiman and wore full-length robes. Even in the notoriously liberal Marin County, he would attract attention. Not long after his conversion to Islam, Walker watched his parents' marriage dissolve. He dropped out of an alternative high school that emphasized self-direction. By all accounts, an inquisitive soul, Walker began a quest for a deeper understanding of Islam. It led him to the Tablighi Jamaat. It's a kind of internal Islamic missionary movement meant to persuade wayward Muslims to keep the faith. The Tablighi Jamaat is alternately described as either apolitical or as a precursor to a militant extremist Islam. Whatever the case, the Tablighis are particularly prominent in Pakistan's border region with Afghanistan, and Walker would eventually migrate there from Yemen. His friends can only speculate how the studious Walker was transformed into an Islamic warrior. It remains a mystery. One friend, 40-year-old Hassan Kareen, says Walker was probably out of his element in Yemen and Pakistan, and he wasn't very streetwise.
That's what happens with a lot of young people. They're very impressionable. You can say, hey, you know, Muhammad said this, and they'll go around and around the corner and tell 20 people. Muhammad never said that, but they don't take the time to study it. So to me, that's how he was. He was a very impressionable young man. I believe he may have been misled.
That's what his mother, Marilyn Walker, says, that her son was brainwashed. One of the leading authorities on cults and mind manipulation, Margaret Singer, says Walker's case offers some telltale signs of intense indoctrination. She sees a young person separated from his roots, whose time, environment, and access to information was strictly controlled. At the same time, Singer says she understands why many Americans consider Walker a traitor.
A definition of a traitor is his behavior, shooting, trying to kill your own society. And how you got there then will be tried in the courts. And to my knowledge, no one has ever been turned free for claiming they were brainwashed.
Today's court hearing will be the first in what's expected to be a long, protracted trial. The government's case against Walker rests entirely on his own self-incriminating statements. And legal experts say his attorney will likely challenge their admissibility. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.